Books on Tape presents The First Desire by Nancy Reisman, read by Bernadette Dunn. My island seemed to be a sort of cloud dump. All the hemisphere's leftover clouds arrived and hung above. Elizabeth Bishop, Crusoe in England. Part 1. Niagara. Late 1920s. Chapter 1. Sadie, 1929. July. The air grassy and mild. The sort of morning Sadie waits for through the deep of Buffalo winters. Mornings when it seems the city has surrendered to pleasure, to color, and light. The harsh seasons are unimaginable. It's as if this is how all of life is meant to be. As if drinking coffee and reading, gardening and casual piano playing are her true occupations. As if cardinals flashing through the yards and the lush green of lawns and the maple's fat leaves signal a permanent arrival. There are dahlias on the dining table, yellow and red, late strawberries. It's still early, and Sadie has an hour, maybe two, before the day's obligations intrude. The easy time, she thinks. The garden time. It's something she associates with marriage, not the image of a couple in the garden, but the luxury of time alone at her own house. A luxury apparent only after her mother's death, for which, of course, there is no compensation. But here is the second summer of such mornings, a time not yet occluded by children. She's 24 years old. Here is her coffee, the morning paper.